Hearing the explanation of Vedanta Sutra from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Mahavali Sannyasi of Banaras. There are two kinds of Mayavadi. The word Mayavadi is very significant. I saw yesterday in your Vishnavati, you are trying to understand what is this Mayavadi. Mayavadi means material. Maya is matter. The external energy, the inferior energy. And those who want to stick to this inferior energy, never mind what class of philosopher, what section of philosopher they belong. Is that idea is only within the boundary of this material energy. They are called Maya. They have no information of the spiritual energy. They are called Maya. So, chiefly, the impersonalists and the void philosophers, they are called Maya. Because they have no other information. They want to simply negate, nullify, but they have no positive information. They are called Maya. So, the Shankarais, of course, they give positive information. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. They say that this world is false and Brahma is realist. But because we want reality in variety, therefore, impersonal philosophy, although we take it as a method of sectarian philosophy, it does not appeal to the heart. Because by nature, we want enjoyment. And whenever there is question of enjoyment, there must be variety. Variety is the moral. So, philosophically or theoretically, we may accept whiteness, negation, out of frustration. When we are frustrated in this material variety, we adopt the suicidal policy. Let me commit suicide. Finish. This is called Mayava. Actual spiritual variegatedness, unless one is informed about it and one is situated in spiritual variety, there is no satisfaction. So the Mayavadi philosophers of Banaras, after hearing the explanation of Vedanta Sutra from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very much satisfied. Sei haite sannyasi kiyajano. Their mind turned. Oh, this is the real explanation. Krishna Krishna nam sada parenta. Now they also began to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Ehi mati sathavar sami aparat samakare Krishna nam kalila prasada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excused all these offenders. Anyone who is godless, he is offended. So when they chanted Krishna, Krishna and accepted the Vedanta philosophy according to the explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he excused them. That is the significance of Lord Chaitanya. He is very merciful. He excuses. Without excuse, how he can deliver the fallen souls of this age. Their condition is very precarious. Their duration of life is very small and they are not very intelligent, very slow to understand their importance of spiritual life, and even they are little advanced, they are under the classes of so many so-called bogus societies, so therefore their condition is very precarious, so there is no other alternative than to excuse them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excused them. Tabe sakal sannyasi Mahaprabhu ki leviya dikha korilen sabe madhye bataya. Then all the sannyasis placing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle, according to Indian system of dining, you are accustomed, they sit in a line, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested to sit in the middle, and thus they took prasadam. Tabhi sapal sannyasi Mahaprabhu ke liya bhikkha korilen sabhi madhye bataya. Bhikkha kori Mahaprabhu aile bhata tha, anachitra vidha kare gaurangya sanda. So after taking prasadam, he came back to his place, and for him it was a great victory that he conquered the mind of the Mahavadi sannyasi by explanation of Vedanta Sutra. So friend Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra and Sanatana Goswami, they are very much pleased. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only 3 or 4 followers at Banaras. Of course, when he was on the street, hundreds of thousands of people gathered around him, but actually in his residence there are 3 or 4 followers only. Tapan Mishra, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Sanatana Goswami, and one Maharashtrian brother. They were very much pleased. Naturally, their Lord was victorious in that great assembly of sannyasi, and naturally, they were very much pleased. Prabhu ke dekhite aila sapal sannyasi prabhur prasamsa kare sav bharas. Naturally, he attracted the attention of many other sannyasi, and they began to come and see him and offer their respect. And throughout the whole city of Banaras, his name was immediately advertised. So such a great sannyasi has come. He has explained Vedanta Sutra in a different way, which has captured the mind of all other Mahavadi sannyasi, because Banaras is a city of pilgrimage. It is not ordinary city. Mostly, the person who reside in Banaras, they are residing for cultivating spiritual consciousness, but they are almost 10% impersonalists. Prabhu prasangasakari sava Varanasi. Varanasi puri aila Sri Krishna Chaitanya purisa sarva paila mahatanna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this city of Mahavadi sannyasi by his mercy, all of them became glorified. Lakha lakha lokai se prabhu ke dekhite Mahavir haila dare nare pratishthite. So many thousands of people gathered before his house, and they wanted to see him, but due to the crowd, some of them could not enter into the house. Then Prabhu Jave Jana Vishwesar Darshane, Lakha Lakha Loka Asimile Chaitan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the temple of Vishwesar at Banaras. The most famous temple is Vishwesar, that is Lord Shiva's temple. Because this place, Banaras, is the place of Lord Shiva. Just like Vrindavan is the place of Lord Krishna, Ayodhya is the place of Lord Rama. there are different places in India. So, Benares is a place of Lord Shiva, and is known there as Vishesha. It is very old city. Kashi. Their name is Kashi. And it is coming from the Satya Yuga. It is not new city. It is very old city. Satya Yuga. There is Maharaj Harishchandra. He was the king of this. And Harishchandra happens to be previous to Lord Ramachandra. So it is very old city. Vishwasar Kane. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the Ganges to take his bath, and after taking bath he used to visit the temple of Vishwasar in the morning, at that time hundreds of people gathered around him. Bahutule Prabhu Vale Bala Hari Hari Paridhani Tarelo Satramatta. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special feature, as you see in the picture, he would simply raise his hands and ask anybody to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the people in the crowd, they will also respond to Lord Chaitanya. So, in this way, at Benares, he was enjoying. Bahutuli Prabhu Vale Bala Hari Hari Paridhani Tare Lok Satkamartha Hari. And the sound of Hare Krishna, Hare Go, that becomes apparent. There are two slogans. One, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Another thought is Hare Go, Hare Go. You can practice out of that. Hare Go. Yes. Hare, this is Satkata of Hare Krishna. Yes. Then Hari Bol. Hari Bol means the sound of Hari or the Lord. Hari Bol. So, whenever there was some greeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to answer, raising his hand, Hari Bol. Bahutuli Prabhu Vale, Vala Hari Hari, Hari Dhani Parilo, Satkamastha Hari. Lok Nishtraya Prabhu Chalita Haidamon Vrindavane Pathaila Sri Sanatana. Now, and at this time, Sanatana Goswami arrived to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after retirement from his government service. So, he taught him for 2 months about the science of devotion and the principles of devotion. We have discussed to a certain extent, and we shall again discuss. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught personally Sanatana Goswami what is Krishna. What is Krishna? What is Krishna consciousness? What is the position of the living entity? What is this word? All these things he has very nicely taught Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, these two brothers are authorities of the desired dispensation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Lok Nishtarya Prabhu Charita Hailamon Vrindavane Pathaila Sri Sanatana. Now, after teaching Sanatana Goswami, he asked me that you go to Vrindavan, because you are returning to Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authorized, you have seen the picture of Vrindavan in that catalog. What is that book you have got from library? No, that's not it. Oh, you have forgotten your book? Library book? Huh? Oh, who brought that book there? It is lying in my room. But anyway, there is a picture of Vrindavan. That picture, there is a temple This temple was first constructed by Sanatana Goswami. That is the oldest temple in Vrindavan. Not less than 500 years old. And it was desecrated by the Aurangzeb, Emperor Aurangzeb. So then another new temple is now constructed where Madan Mohan is residing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authorized Sanatana Goswami to go to Vrindavan and excavate the city before Lord Chaitanya, the blessed of pastimes of Lord Krishna, was forgotten. People knew only that in these quarters Krishna was born and his pastimes was played here. But no particular places were excavated. But after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Sanatana Goswami the importance of that tract of land known as Mathura Vrindavan became very important. The importance of the city is due to the Sanatana Goswami, because Sanatana Goswami was authorized to go there and establish temple. So after Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, hundreds and thousands of temples were constructed, and there are at least 5,000 temples now after Sanatana Goswami. Lastly, Divasi Loke Sunikula Hall, Varanasi Sari Prabhu Ayyadila Chau. At Banaras, he was overcrowded with persons always. There was tumult of sound, Hare Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Banaras and came back to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri and Banaras is not less than about 800 miles distance. So in those days there was no railway, no other conveyance, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to travel through the jungles, and he came back to Jagannath Puri. Aidila Tohivali Vistar Puriya Sankhari Kailanaya Prasanga Paiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back, and the author says that after this incident, we shall discuss in another chapter about the activities of Lord Chaitanya. And so far, his Banaras visit was concerned, and this is the end. এই পঞ্চতত্ত্বরূপে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য কৃষ্ণনাম প্রেম দিয়া বিশ্ব পরিগত ইন দিস ওয়ে পঞ্চতত্ত্ব দিস ফাইভ পিকচার্স ইজ হ্যাজ সেইং শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাধাদি গৌ ভক্তবৃন্দ দে ইনগুরেটেড দিস মুভমেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস 500 ইয়ার্স বিফোর এন্ড It is predicted here that this movement will sanctify the situation of the whole world. Hey, Panchatattva, Shri Krishna, Krishna Naam, Prendya, Vishwa Koyila Bhakta. He has already impregnated this seed, just like Thakur Bhaktivinoda. There, in 1896, he sent the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to Magdi University. That book you have seen, the letter was there. And these are coincidences. Now after so many years, the servant of that disciple succession has come here again to preach. So these things are significant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically shown the seed of this Krishna consciousness, and it is spreading, and it is sure it is spread. Now it has come to your country, and I am sure the students who are taking very seriously about this movement they spread in the Western world. So, Mathuradi Pathaina Rup Sanatana. Now, this is incidental that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan. And other Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Mathuradi Pathaina Rup Sanatana, Dvi Sanapati Kaila Bhakti Prachara. Sanapati means these two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, were appointed as the commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief in this fighting with Maya. This Krishna consciousness means it is declaration of fighting with Maya. Maya is killing all the poor conditioned souls. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared war against Maya by spreading Krishna consciousness. And the commander-in-chief are Rupa-Sanatana. In other words, if anyone wants to be expert in Krishna consciousness to fight with Maya, they must follow the principles of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. There is a very nice song sung by one poet, Vaishnava poet. He sings like this. Gauranga valite have kulapasari. Hari hari valite nayane bhave ni. He is aspiring that friend and cousin has loudly called Lord Chaitanya Gauranga. Gauranga is Lord Chaitanya. And the body will be shivering. And when I shall chant Hare Krishna, tears will flow down from my eyes. Gauranga valita have pulakasari, hari hari valita nana vadani, arkave nitanchan karunasari. And when I shall be favored by Nityananda Prabhu, arkave nitanchan karunasari, samsara vasana maurkave pukchahar. When I shall be detached from material enjoyment. And when I shall be detached from this material enjoyment, my mind will be purified. My mind will be free from all contamination of material dirt and things. Kabe hama hero si Vrindavan. And at that time it will be possible to see Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunatha kabe hari vyasuti. Now, here author sang the singer says that when I shall be too much devoted, I shall be too much devoted to the principles of Rupa Goswami, so that I will be able to understand what is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In other words, if we want to understand Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya philosophy, then we should try to follow the instruction left by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. They are the commander in chief in this movement. Nityananda Gosai Pathai Lagurji. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were sent to Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu was sent to Bengal. Let you go and preach there. Tena Bhakti Prachari Lase Pushese. And in Bengal, the Chaitanya philosophy is taught by Nityananda Prabhu and his disciples in succession. Apane dakhin desh kodila gaman, grame jane kodila Krishna naam prachara. And he himself went to the southern part of India and he preached this Krishna consciousness from village to village, town to town. Setubandha Pajjanta Kaila Bhakti Prachar Krishna Prendhya Kaila Savasistha. Setubandha means Cape Kavani. She went after Cape Kavani. So, Northern India, to Vrindavan, as you do not know, he went to the Punjab side. But after Vrindavan, Delhi, and beginning from Delhi up to the practically the whole length of India, he traveled through Maharashtra and other provinces. Krishna Premdaya Kaila Sabha Nishtha, practically the whole of India was surcharged with his Krishna consciousness during the starting of this movement in India by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now the author summarizes that these are some of the activities of Lord Chaitanya, and one who will hear these activities will be elevated in Krishna consciousness and philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Singham Srivastava Dharani Jato Bhaktamaha. Now, the author humbly presents himself that Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, in these five personalities, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of these five personalities. Jai Chaitanya Prabhu, Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore, if I have got faith in these five personalities, then it will be possible for me to describe something about Lord Chaitanya. Because he is writing this book, it is a description of Lord Chaitanya. So he is humbly presenting himself before. This is Bhakti Marga. He is not proud that he is very learned man. He can very nicely comment. No. He is just trying to follow the footprints of his predecessors. This is the way of detached succession. Siru Prabhana Padajarya Chaitanya Chaitanya Kahe Krishna Das. He is summarizing at the end of each chapter, he says, my respectful obeisances are unto Rupa Goswami and all other Goswamis, so that I may be able to describe the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you.